Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, here in Tampa. And we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping our country free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, particularly the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the bulk mail centers hauling the bulk mail, the drivers to the post offices, so you'll have mail today. Also, the suicide jockeys, which are hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, so you can get to where you got to go. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on Twitter. We're also on True Social. And we're also on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain with an S on the end of it, all lowercase, America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, take advantage of all the different things that are over there. Okay, joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
We have a question from Lois, and I'm going to put it out there, and you can answer it. She's listening right now. She's talking about the people, the 50 or so, that had their phones or their property seized. They came into their homes, all related to January 6th, and she's wondering if anybody got arrested in that.
Well, these are actually grand jury subpoenas, and we don't know the actual final number. I've heard everything from 30 to 50, but I will tell you that they include people like Bill Sepien and Sean Dolman, who worked on the 2020 presidential campaign for Trump, chief financial officer. There was Dan Scavino, who was Trump's former deputy chief of staff. There was Steve Miller. There is Rudy Giuliani. There is the lawyer Jeffrey Clark. Victoria Tenzing and her husband, forget his name off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Boris Epstein, who was Trump's part of the 2020 campaign. There's Bernard Kirk, who was actually the former New York City police commissioner.
Yep.
There is a fellow by the name of Brian Jack. He was the White House political director under Trump. The chairwoman for the chairperson for Women for America First, Amy Creamer. So they're really just, you know, throwing all of these out there that they can. That's, I hope that helps answer the questions. A lot of these people we may not necessarily have heard of, but that's where we are.
Now, Joe Biden continues to try to paint a rosy picture about the economy, and he threw a bunch of numbers out there yesterday, but he threw them out there out of context because he didn't throw in the negative numbers that would have wiped out the positive numbers he was tossing out there. And we are in interesting times right now because we may be headed for something that we don't want to get, and that's called the big old R word.
It's been said for quite some time that transportation corporations that are inside the transportation industry are probably one of the good measurements, barometers of where the economy is, because that tells us about the flow of goods and the flow of people. And the president, or CEO, I guess, of Federal Express was interviewed yesterday.
Yep.
And he is predicting in less than 12 months there'll be a global recession.
Mm-hmm.
Federal Express themselves, in order to kind of avert some of this internally and financially, that they're closing 90 Federal Express office locations, 5 of their corporate offices. They're deferring any kind of new hires, and they're virtually operating fewer flights. Mm-hmm. There's been a drop-off in their package delivery business. Now, that tells you a couple of things. One, that the economy is not stable enough and trending the wrong direction. And two, that Amazon has hurt Federal Express's business, but Amazon themselves is also now experiencing much the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have to look at Boeing, because Boeing had 100 planes that it was selling that the federal government said they can't sell because of those crashes.
Yep.
There's another problem.
Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't forget, it's a Friday morning, and here we are, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has been saving people money for going on just a little bit more than 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25-plus million drivers. Now, you can count on the fact that when you go over to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, or talk to the local agent near you by looking them up in a phone book, your local Geico agent, you can count on the fact that they are going to give you a competitive price for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, and then there's more. Now, what the more is that maybe you have an ATV or a motorcycle or a boat or an RV. They can insure all those. You can bundle them all together. But where the big item comes in that saves you money is when you add your homeowner's policy or your renter's or your condo policy onto your car policy. You bundle that, all that comes together, and you will save money. Your rate will go down. So, check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or by talking to your agent, and you'll get yourself a rate, and hopefully you'll save some money like I have, because they are the company that I have that represents me, and I've had them for, God, I don't know, 25 years anyway. Okay, so back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
You know, you can't make this stuff up. Charlie Schumer and some of his friends, some of whom were pretty high up the pecking order, if you will, Democratic friends, were having lunch at a famous Italian restaurant in Washington, D.C., and there were a whole bunch of people around them. And they started talking about some things going on in D.C., talked a little shop, And they were talking about the midterms and what might happen there. And Charlie, Chucky Boy Schumer, came out and said that he believed that the Dems were going to lose the House, and he said there was a very strong possibility that they would lose the Senate as well, and that Nancy Pelosi would no longer be the Speaker of the House or the leader of the Democratic Party in the House. So this is interesting.
Well, first of all, if the Democrats even held on to the House, each cycle they vote on who the Speaker is going to be.
Yep.
So, that, and there are those, the last time, that actually ran against Pelosi. But having said that, if they lose the House and she's no longer Speaker, she has expressed an earnest interest in becoming the U.S. Ambassador to Italy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which, in my opinion, would probably be a very good thing.
They got great wine over there, so she'll have a great time getting soused.
Well, I mean, the bigger part is that takes her out of domestic politics.
Right.
And that money machine operation. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, as far as the Democrats losing the House and losing posture in the Senate, there has been by many that prediction, and that is why the Democrat machine, along with all of these polling firms, are skewing questions and how the polls are conducted.
Yep, padding them.
Trying to necessarily say otherwise.
Yep, they're padding them.
That, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that the gap is closing and mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
And then it has some Republican pundits, like National Review and some of the others, coming out and saying, well, you know, if the Republicans are losing any kind of momentum, it's really their own fault because they're actually out there campaigning against something and not for something, mm-hmm. which, if anybody's been listening, is absolutely false. Because Kevin McCarthy, like him or not, he's come out several times with a list of things that they would have every Republican in the House advocate for.
Correct.
But this a week from today, they're actually coming out with a current day, modern day version of the Contract with America. I don't, you know, modeled after what Newt Gingrich did when he was Speaker. I forget what it's called.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
There is that list, and that. McCarthy and the caucus actually worked with Gingrich and several others, including Cato and Heritage and so forth, on the things that they would deal with. The interesting thing is what happens in the House Oversight Committee and what's on that list. Mm-hmm. And I would argue that it's going to be a big one. And a very complex one, because inside that list would be the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And what they necessarily uncover there could blow the entire posture of Biden's National Security Council, and I would say those at it's a Pentagon completely sideways.
Good. All right, I'm going to go to the phones. We've got a caller that's been waiting very patiently here. So good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Captain, good morning. This is Covington. I'm not hauling gas anymore. I'm working for Amazon, one of their freight providers hauling Amazon freight.
Okay.
So I chose this shift specifically so I could listen to you guys.
Good. Thank you.
One of the things there are two things. First of all, I want to test how astute Denise is. What are Biden's true polling numbers?
Well, I would say they're in the 30% range and not the 40s. In fact, I would say the low 30s, if that.
I'm getting 33 to 35% on what I'm seeing.
Not even. I was watching Greg Hunter, and Greg Hunter has a website. He used to be a reporter. He used to work for CNN, and he has contacts that say try 11 to 12%. Those are the real numbers.
Okay. I've seen some of those numbers, too.
The other thing, too, you guys were – I'm sorry. Go ahead, Denise.
I just said I don't watch polls, but I appreciate the numbers, so thank you for that.
Yeah. Captain, you were citing a lot of Fed data here recently. You guys have to remember the Fed is a lying, cheating organization.
Yep.
They will lie about everything. They're lying about inflation right now. Because otherwise, if they really wanted to cure inflation, they'd raise rates up to 25 basis points instead of these little quarter of a percent. You know, that's ridiculous.
You're right.
All right, that's all I got.
All right, thanks, Covington. Appreciate the call.
God bless you guys.
Talk to you. Thank you. Talk to you again. Okay, real quick, we're going to go to Mel in Saratoga Springs. We've got about 1 minute.
Good morning, Captain. Denise, good morning, Captain. Denise, I'd like to ask you, does Italy have an extradition treaty with the United States? That is, and if what I'm getting at is Nancy Pelosi happened to become the ambassador to Italy.
Oh, did he say Italy? Does Italy have an extradition with I have no idea, but I'm thinking that they do because we have had some U.S. citizens. Wasn't that one CIA?
Oh, Papadopoulos was over there.
No.
Wasn't he? They extradited somebody out of there. I thought it was Papadopoulos or somebody
there
different.
There was the one female CIA person under the Obama administration, her story was quite remarkable. But I think the answer to that is yes. I don't know where Mel is going with it. Why you asked the question, I kind of missed that. But
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go.
Are you thinking, Mel, that they're going to press charges somewhere along the line against Nancy Pelosi?
Well, I mean, she's in on January 6th, debacle,
yeah.
Or, you know, I mean, that's got to be brought to,
okay.
That's to be brought to bear on.
Here comes the music. I'm going to have to let you go, but Denise, real quick.
Let me say real fast, just because she's ambassador doesn't mean that she wouldn't be here either. So.
That's right. Okay, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. That'll be something for us to do a little research on. How's that? Okay.
Have a
great day. Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Covington. Okay, very good. And we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's only going to get better. And keep your eyes on the tropics. Keep your eyes on the tropics. I shall return right after these messages.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
USA Radio News.
A federal judge has rejected a request from the Justice Department to allow its investigators to regain access to roughly 100 documents marked classified that were seized by the FBI during its search at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence in U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon's 10-page order. She pushed back on two of the premises obtained by the Justice Department in their motion that the roughly 100 documents at the center of the request are classified records and that Trump could not have a, quote, possessory interest in any of them and that Trump does not have a plausible cause of privilege as to any of these records. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment for this hour, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Bo was in studio yesterday, Bo Browning. We'll be back in a couple of weeks, and thanks very much for the participation we got. We do appreciate that. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses that will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. One is in Clearwater, Florida. I'm right here on this side of the Tampa Bay, east side, and they're over on the southwest side of Tampa Bay. So we're across the bay from each other, but that's where the Clearwater campus is. They also have a hangar at the Clearwater Pinellas Airport over there, and you'll see it if you come up to go by the airport to go in. You'll go right by their hangar. They've got about five or six planes over there that they work on. And they're not flyable, but they certainly can fire them up and taxi them up and down the runway and that sort of stuff, but they're not meant to take off and land. Now, the other thing is they have a second campus in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. And there's a small airport there that they're on. So that's where they're at there. Now, also, one of the great things about National Aviation Academy is that in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to an extremely high-paying, in-demand job almost anywhere you want to go in the aircraft industry. Whether it's private aircraft, freight aircraft, commercial passenger aircraft, or maybe you're going to go to work for a flight repair service or something at an airport. But the jobs are there, and there's more jobs becoming available as these airlines switch around to different things. Now, it's not just about airplanes either. They have drone technicians where they work strictly on the drones, which is similar to what the larger aircraft are. Because they do have drones that are the size of the larger aircraft, if you will. But a lot of possibilities there, a lot of different ways to make money. So here's what you do. You go to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, one more time, naa.edu. And then after you take a look at what they have to offer, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of their campuses. Ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did. And we'll be talking about you as an aviation maintenance tech somewhere around the world. And you'll be calling us from Paris or London or who knows, Svengali. Wherever. Or then again, you might be calling us from LAX saying, hey, I remember you guys. I used to listen to you on the radio. And I'm out here now. And we'd love to hear from you. So there you go. Now, the Navy's top enlisted sailor retired honorably, the 15th Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy, retired honorably after a probe about misconduct on his part was finished. Now, he retired with no pending adverse or reportable matters on his record, which means that they couldn't prove beyond a reasonable doubt whatever it is that someone was accusing him of. And I remember the someone, but you got to be able to dot the I's and cross the T's if you're going to go after somebody of significance like that. And it didn't happen. So instead, the top enlisted sailor, Chief Petty Officer of the Navy, decided to retire, and I don't blame him. Now, the Senate this week advanced a sprawling bill that will give Taiwan the same benefits as major non-NATO countries by providing $6.5 billion in military aid. It'll expedite arms sales and prioritize the transfer of excess U.S. defense articles to their country. Obviously, it's being done because of the threats against them by China. There's no doubt whatsoever that they are being threatened by the big brothers, because, of course, China claims Taiwan is their own. And we all know that that's not going to go very far, but it is where it is. So we'll just sit back and see what happens next. Now, the Texas Military Department has reduced the number of troops dedicated to Operation Lone Star. That is Governor Greg Abbott, Texas Governor Greg Abbott's border security mission. And, of course, they've been going hot and heavy and working day, working night, 7 days a week. Questions still remain about its future financing, as they're going to have to find a different avenue than just taking money from this part of the budget and putting it over to that part of the budget, as they use some of their rainy day funds to do that. But this situation on the border with Texas, this is an emergency. When you get 400,000 people flocking into a certain area in Texas, coming across the river, just waiting their opportunity to get further inland in the United States, you got a problem. And they're not really complaining about the fact that they're having to provide for them either. They're not really complaining. Imagine that. Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, gets 50 people, 50 illegals, and it's like the walls are coming off the building. Unbelievable. Difference in leadership. By the way, Defense News attended the multinational air combat exercise called Pitch Black, which took part in Australia from August the 19th until September the 8th. There was a lot of very interesting things going on, including watching an Australian KC-30 tanker, during which he was able to take some photos, this reporter that went, and also took some other shots from a control tower at the RAAF base in Darwin and on the ground during the exercise. I believe they had 1,000 aircraft there, including some of ours, that were taking place in this. Tankers were a very large part of it, because part of what they were doing was flying aircraft all over the region. Now, Russia launched some Patriot missiles at the Ukraine after Zelensky visited a recently retaken city. Now, he had stopped and thanked soldiers for their efforts in recapturing the area, which had been left devastated by Russian forces. NBC News didn't report the city, but they reported the story. So you just have to take it with a grain of salt. And the Iranian government has not yet commented on allegations that it downed, the United Kingdom downed, an Iranian-made drone used by Russia. The United Kingdom backed Iran's claim that it had done so. Also, German Chancellor Scholz has told Vladimir Putin to withdraw from the Ukraine as Germany faces calls to send the Ukraine some of their tanks. And the tanks that they would be sending them are the ones that can compete very nicely on the battlefield with the Russians. They aren't going to want to go up against these tanks. Okay. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski is coming on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. Appreciate that. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Moss Acura. That's right, Moss Acura. Moss spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. They're on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership that's right there. And what a dealership they are. Now, first of all, a lot of people go there because of a couple different things. Number one, they have the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and all pastors, too, get tremendous deals offered them on their vehicle that they're buying. That's number one. Number two, your Moss Acura vehicle always comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Try to find that around in a car dealer anymore. A lot of car dealers aren't doing it, or they'll do it, but they'll charge you extra money to do it. Now, all that being said, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura, is part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. And I look forward to being able to talk to Dave Moss, Jr., at the bottom of the next hour. And we're going to tell you about their plans, because they've got the brand new Moss Nissan dealership. Grand opening starts Monday the 19th. Monday the 19th up there in Brooksville, State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway on the south side of the road. So you're going to love
that. And they're ready to go. They're opening on Monday. I'll be there on Tuesday afternoon for a couple hours, be able to stop by and say howdy, howdy, and this, that, and the other. And then we'll be coming back on a Saturday the following week to set up and have a great time. So, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Pretty good. Now, listen, is the consumer starting to weaken under the pressure from this Bidenflation that they've been talking about for months?
I think that consumers are making different choices when it comes to their spending because of the impact of inflation, without a doubt. I think spending patterns, you have no choice but to make adjustments for many people out there. It is what it is. This is the situation on the ground.
Now, Biden was out there yesterday touting the economy and things were better than ever, and things are up 0.3% and this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is he looking at? What is he looking at?
Because whatever he's doing, Captain, it seems to be working because his approval rating is up to 45%.
I saw that.
From 35. So, I mean, he's going to keep talking, and if people continue to listen to him, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, if people can't figure out the reality of what's going on, then I mean, we're destined to deal with this.
But we just had a call with one of our callers called in talking about the approval rating, and the approval rating is anywhere from 11% and 12% for Biden on up to what you're talking about, and take anything in between. I'm seeing actual approval numbers from polls that I trust still in the 30s.
I don't know. We shall see. We got less than 2 months.
Yep.
To see what's going to happen when it goes with this. But I can also take a look at what's happening in primaries and in midterm races and special elections and this happy happy joy joy nonsense that Republicans have been pushing for a long time. It's not true. The Republican Party isn't doing anything. Now, I like the fact that, they're taking some of the migrants and they're moving them to other places, but we still don't have any sort of, coalescence around an idea to deal with the problem.
Well, we do, but you're not hearing about it yet because they're not allowing Kevin McCarthy to get it out there, but he is going to come on the air over the next couple of weeks, and he's going to talk about the plan that they have in place and what they're all going to go with. And,
it's a little too late. Mm-hmm. You had the what's her name down there in Miami that put together a great plan, and Republicans couldn't get behind it. The 15-year plan that they came up with, you get a path to citizenship, but it takes 15 years. You have to pay the fine. You have to learn the language, all of the things that were necessary, and they couldn't get behind that. Rick Scott's been out trying to do the best he can to put some of his ideas forward. Where Republicans on that?
When you hear the plan that's coming out, part of it will be Rick Scott's plan with some other things that have been tossed in there. But they had a meeting. Nobody knows about this. Nobody's really talked about it. But they had a meeting last week down in Palm Beach where they put together a lot of stuff, which is going to come out. I was aware of the meeting. I was aware of some of the things that were being said, and you're going to be surprised when you hear the plan. It's going to be like a contract with America, just like Newt Gingrich had. And by the way, he was one of the people that also got in the middle of this.
Yeah, you got to get to stepping. Let me say why I'm not so discouraged. You had last week, you had this god-awful inflation report come out. You had the market drop by over 1,000 points. That day. And what does Lindsey Graham do? He comes out and he starts talking about this abortion bill, which he should have been doing something else. And I mean, stupid. It's almost as like that guy is working for the Democrats, for crying out loud. Well, now, you can argue the merits of his bill, but you don't do it on a day like that.
You're right, and we talked about that at length. Denise and I talked about that at length, as well as one of my other people.
He needs to go. Guys like him need to go. I don't understand how these idiots keep getting voted in, these rhinos in the Republican Party. I don't get it. I mean, how do you continue to vote for a guy like that? How do you not put somebody else up and system. This is the problem. You know, you get these Republicans and they, you know, they go on these television programs, their buddies with Hannity and so on and so forth, and they never go anywhere.
Well, we get the Democrats to come on television and talk about what a great job they did with the rail strike, like Joe Biden and Pete. By the way, where's Buttigieg at? Have you seen him anywhere?
I have not. I mean, from what I've read, a couple stories saying that they're looking to set him up in case Biden decides not to run in 2024.
He should have been in the middle, and his face should have been all over this rail strike thing. After all, it is transportation. But the person that actually got in the middle of this and took control was the Secretary of Labor, Marty Walsh. He's the one that deserves the attaboy. We're settling the rail strike, at least temporarily. And boy, what a bunch of money that costs. And oh, by the way, where's their money come from to pay all this?
You're going to have to raise the prices on freight. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation.
Do you think the price of freight's going to pay for all this?
No, they have to raise it.
Yeah, do you think it's going to pay for all this? The government pays for the railroads, Amtrak, Conrail.
Well,
that's the government.
They go on those. Amtrak goes on their tracks, doesn't it?
Yeah, they do. They rent the tracks to go up and down with their passenger trains. But we're going to pay for this. We're the ones that are going to pay for the 24.1% pay increase and the immediate $14.10 an hour pay raise that they're getting. That's us. That's the taxpayer.
Well, I mean, you know, Amtrak has been a black hole for decades.
Never made a dime.
You know, it's been a black hole. But, Matt, you get both Republicans and Democrats mm-hmm. that refuse to get rid of some of these.
That's right.
Routes that shouldn't exist that have to be subsidized because they have to have it, you know, the train come to their various different towns. I see the idiocy. I grew up in Albany, New York. They had a great train station, beautiful train station downtown Albany. But because, you know, Frank Bruno, the big Republican there on Albany, he's gone now, decided to move the train station to Rensselaer for whatever reason, which is not even close to anything.
Right.
I mean, it's all politics and money and handouts and giveaways. And both parties do this, mm-hmm. and they use it some sort of, you know, like football, political football. I knew that this strike was going to be avoided because it was just too good. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a fantastic headline for the Biden administration. Allows them to go out and spike the football and say, look what we did. We solved this crisis. I knew it was going to play out to the last inning. I mean, this script was written a while.
Until they talk about the money and how it's going to get paid.
Well, what else is new?
I know.
To pay for Amtrak for a long time.
And you won't hear anybody say this as long as you and I are talking about it. We'll be the only people today talking about how this is going to get paid. It's us. We the people. We pay for the railroads. All right, well, listen. I got to let you go. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. And I hope your football team wins.
We shall see.
All right. See you later.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com is the website. Go over there. Check it out. And I'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.